Try it.
Did you say Hollywood?
You've got talent, kid. Singing, telling jokes. I mean, if you get your tongue fixed, who knows? You can make millions of people happy.
Millions of people happy.
You know, it's just occurred to me we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
No sense worrying about it now. Let's get ready. Switch me on.
What? Oh, I've heard of this. It has a name. It's called radio.
Well, at least we've got an opening number.
Hello, world. Hello, universe. Hello, galaxy. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the first live show, episode 32, coming from Skid Row Studios in scenic yet tagged with graffiti downtown Los Angeles. And I'm excited to be doing the show live. I've been well embraced by the Skid Row Studios family, so I'm incredibly happy to be here right now. And I'm even more happy to have this panel with me tonight. First off, he is an actor. He's a host. He's quite the tender kisser. Ladies and gentlemen, John Karunas.
How's it going, everybody? Tender kisser. Thanks for that. You're speaking from experience on that. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I don't know if you want me to put that out there, but a little late now because it's live. Making his encore appearance, by the way, everybody.
Yes, we're back.
Yes, we are.
Back in action.
Speaking of back, our second panelist. She is an actress, a writer, a comedian. Please also welcome back Candace Feltz.
Hey, everybody.
And the newbie, my gift to the world, and that is editor and fabulist Norman Trotter.
You are welcome.
That's right. And you're all welcome because I'm giving you the gift of Norman. This is my gift to the world in 2015.
No one will be disappointed.
Oh, no chance.
I feel like I got something special.
You get nothing.
Every day.
Wait, this has nothing to do with me, does it?
No.
Okay. Moving on. So we're going to talk about 2014, kind of recap last year. It was one of my favorite things to do on the only podcast that matters. But since that show is now 6 feet under, I'm going to do it on my own show. So now I do want this to be light and funny. So there are certain things we're not going to be talking about. Nothing heavy, such as a lot of social things that happened last year, such as the incident and everything surrounding Ferguson or Eric Garner or the Sony hack. I mean, this is just supposed to be a fun hour. Give you a few laughs and hope you enjoy yourself. So we're not going to get into anything too serious. And to start off on not being serious, I am going to tell a story from right before the holidays because this almost made Christmas for me. So it's Monday, December 22nd. I'm flying out early Christmas Eve to head back to New Jersey for Christmas and New Year's. And my head's spinning because I'm thinking, all right, I have tonight and then I have tomorrow and then I leave early Wednesday and I'm just going nuts. And I was just running around getting some stuff done. And I thought, I don't want to go home and cook dinner. Let me just pull into Jack in the Box and get something. So I pull into Jack in the Box and I'm not even going to lay any kind of tone or inflection on it that wasn't there. But I had the best guy take my order through the drive-thru. And once again, I'm not exact. I practiced this just to make sure that it was accurate. Okay. So I pull up to the speaker. Welcome to Jack in the Box. I may help you. Yeah, I'm not. I swear. It sounds made up. I said, hi, may I please have the number 7 sriracha burger combo? Sriracha number 7. And at this point, I'm like, oh man, I hope he keeps doing this. What kind of drink? Root beer? Root beer. Now, at this point, I'm almost crossing my legs because I thought, all right, this is too much. But that was it. But that's all I was going to get. Just wanted a combo, wanted to eat while at a red light or something and head on my way. And He follows up with one of my favorite things that I've ever heard from any other human being. To instead of asking, just does that complete your order? He says, "Would that be?" He says, "Is that all, or tacos?" So for the rest of the year, I am going to end every question I ask anybody with "or tacos."
Or tacos.
Yes.
When you pulled to the window, was it Puss in Boots?
That would have been amazing.
Okay, because that's what it sounds like.
It kind of does. It kind of does. But man, I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting making a fool of myself, trying not to laugh at the guy. And then he caps it off with, "Your total is 637. Please drive up." So I'm like trying to get all my laughs out during the 18-foot drive to the window while I'm rounding the corner. And it wasn't him who took my money. It was another woman. But I heard him at the front counter. And he's talking to that way. Everybody comes up. And all I can think of is, does Telemundo know about this guy? Like, if it's an act, then he's an untapped resource of genius. Because I thought, this is too good to be true. But it was true. And honestly, it made my night, and it just made me completely forget about everything. So that was my early Christmas gift to the random guy at Jack in the Box in Sherman Oaks. So thank you very much for that.
But did you get the tacos?
Did you get the tacos?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I did. No,
I mean, they're only 99 cents.
And there's like four kinds now. No, right? I didn't get tacos. Tacos are hard to eat while you're steering with your knees.
You messed up.
I decided.
Yeah. You should have got those tacos.
Well, I totally agree with Norman on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to also say
tacos.
You know what? Just because of the way he asked, I probably should have.
Yeah, right, only for the fact that he
I should have just asked for a baker's dozen tacos.
I'm seeing it as the most marketable t-shirt ever, though. Just front side, he's that doll, backside, ..
Or tacos.
I would buy that.
I think that's going to be the logo shirt for this show.
Sure.
Chris Sabal's podcast experiment on the front, on the back, .. Or tacos.
Or tacos.
I don't think, because you'll have people like grabbing your tacos then. Do you want that?
Yes.
Do I want that?
I'm fine with that.
Why are you asking me that question? You know the answer. I mean, I welcome taco.
Like a stranger, like, oh, right, yeah.
That went so fast.
Like, no.
No, yes. What?
You
anyway.
Wear the shirt down the street and some guy stops you, be like, Jack in the Box of Sherman Oaks, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine? It's like a thing. People go there just to see this guy.
It's that guy. So Sergio, huh?
Especially because he talks to everybody the same way. And it killed me to hear him at the counter taking the order from some woman. I hear the inflection. Even though I didn't, you know, I was outside, you know, the window of my car. But man, that made my night, made me forget all my holiday stress. So thank you very much to random guy at Jack in the Box. So glad. And I don't normally go for fast food unless I'm in a hurry like that. But man, that was worth every dollar. The sandwich tasted that much better. But I think you're right. I missed out on the tacos.
You did.
I'm kind of kicking myself now.
You can go back.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all need to go back.
Let's go together.
That might require a post-show celebration.
Right?
But what if he was there and he didn't have the accent? And then it'd just be like,
it's just
he lost a bet.
Yeah, could you imagine? Now he talks like James Earl Jones. And
he's like, what do you want? Mufasa at the drive-thru.
Now, man, that taco thing's a missed opportunity. Now I'm kind of upset. All right, so I want to talk about some things that annoyed me last year because there was no shortage of them, and proof that I'm just old. And I am the oldest one among this group.
Oh,
big surprise, me
Are
sitting
you?
Here.
Jesus.
I am. Well, you're all in your 20s still. I'm an old man of 33.
Okay, yeah, you
Which
are.
Makes me happy because there's three X's in my age. And
Shut
three
up.
I's. So combining two of my favorite things, me and sex. It's great.
Wait, who's the youngest person here?
Definitely not me.
It's John.
Is it John?
Is it John?
I think it's John.
John.
Yes, it
John,
is.
All right, what's your youngest person here?
Shut up. You're an ass.
I think you are.
Piece of shit.
You're the baby. What year
were you born? Your mustache is 37.
What year was I born? When was Chernobyl? I was an 86er.
Yeah. No, and then me and then Norman, because Norman's 4 months older than me.
Oh, okay.
You're not the youngest piece.
This is a big year for Norman and I.
I know. I have an old mustache. So what?
You do.
It's salty.
And that's fine.
Can I just say mustache talk on radio is incredible. People are going to be riveted by it.
Oh my God. Just imagine the visuals people are having right now. They're picturing all kinds of mustaches.
John, would you look at the camera and just give them like a real classic sort of things?
Tacos to mustache.
That's a Chernobyl stash, guys.
Yeah, we need to get some mustache wax for this guy.
The greatest mustache product ever. Are you ready for this? Because I had a friend who had a twirly bird mustache.
If you say Elmer's glue, I'm going to freak out.
No. And I'm not making this up. This is the kind of stuff you put in his mustache. You ready? Man's Face Stuff.
That's stupid.
That's a brand name?
Yeah.
Semen?
That's amazing.
They kept it in a little tin.
That's second only to Sex Wax.
It sounds fantastic. Like something Old Spice would make up in that manhood.
Man's face.
Look at
stuff.
Your man. Now look at your man's face stuff.
It's great.
Now look at his mustache.
I understand. That's disgusting.
But the thing is that you know exactly what it is and
that
what it
does.
That
should not be disgusting to you at all.
Yeah, what's in it? Yeah, right. What's in it? Man's face. Man's stuff should be Norman's favorite thing in the whole world.
It answers every derivation of question.
I mean, if I know it's coming, sure. But if it's in the bottom, I'm like, what is this?
Oh, you walked in that. Wait a minute.
You could ask any question. What is it? Well, it's man's face stuff. Well, what does it do? Man's face stuff. It answers all questions that you would ask about it.
It doesn't.
Go ahead, ask me a question.
Unless you're on your knees and you're like, oh, it's man face stuff. But, you know, you're by yourself in the bathroom putting stuff in your face.
It's just a different kind of man face stuff.
Who among us hasn't? Let's be honest.
It's just a different kind.
What are we leaving behind in 2014?
Yeah.
Is it man's face stuff?
No. Well,
I'm not.
Candace and I are the only ones without facial hair, so we'd rather move on.
Speak for yourself. What? I'm sorry.
Wow.
Hold on a second.
All right. So
I don't. It's fine. I don't. Everyone.
Should have checked.
Anyway, being an old man, that's what we were getting at.
There it is.
So I'm annoyed by just a bunch of things that are popping up, which seem to be like, I don't know if you call them buzz phrases or what, but just stupid phrases like long hair, don't care. I'm just so annoyed by that because I don't understand what it means. And what the hell's so funny? Tell me.
Do
you have an explanation? You have a swarm of women who hang around
you. It's because you can do the swish. If you have long hair, you're like, whatever.
Yeah, but
you
who is...
flip the hair. If you have short hair, it doesn't apply to you.
It's what Regina George's motto would have been.
Exactly.
If she had actually verbalized a motto.
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago.
It doesn't... That's timeless, Chris.
What?
I need you to calm down.
Mean
whatever, Chris.
Forever.
Long hair, don't care, okay. Dude.
Yeah.
Apparently no one on this panel cares, so let's move on.
Yeah. John gets
here's
it.
The thing.
With the times.
On fleek... I might get some flack for this, but on fleek God is a thing you. That came, thank you, to at the end of this year, and I don't understand it whatsoever, but
on
it's a phrase.
I've
fleek,
never heard that
on
before.
On fleek. I literally what? Saw this.
You're making that up right now.
No, I swear to you, I'm not making
wait,
it up.
F-L-E-E-K?
F-L-E-E-K, and I saw something. She's nodding. Do you see? I'm not wrong. Okay.
On fleek.
I saw this thing of like on BuzzFeed. It was this
eyebrows. You can pipe in if you want.
Is that what it is? It's fleek on fleek. Okay. I saw this meme. How do you say it?
Meme.
Thanks.
You say
meme
if you want to be Beverly Hills about it.
No. And it said, thou brow shall be on fleek. Browtastic 101. This is a meme I saw.
This is your revenge for the mustache discussion, isn't it?
It is. Okay. You asked what I want to leave behind.
I did. I'm just...
On fleek.
On fleek.
That can't be real.
It's a...
This is the first I've heard of it.
It's a real thing.
I'm not interesting.
It's only BuzzFeed.
If you see that, someone should choke you out. Just like,
right, that's what I'm saying.
On
fleek. I just want to use it for...
I'm ready to forget about it already. Move on to the next one.
Anyway, that's my sense.
Like all right. Well,
I agree.
Thanks.
Yeah,
because there's a few of those things. Like I was never into it, but I think I was over it before.
Like
I ever
you,
really
you have one
turn
handy?
Up. It's just like the whole turn up thing. Like,
oh, turn up. Yeah. I where did that come
after
from?
Just over that
song,
before
right?
I ever heard it.
It's because of turn down for what?
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's a song.
Yeah.
What well, somehow turn down for what equated to turned up?
Yeah.
Which okay. I'm not understanding.
Isn't turned up in another song?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
And Bay.
Bay, oh, please, thank you.
Bay.
I was waiting for
Bay
somebody to say
go in a big
Bay.
Hurry. When did we start
Chris
leaving
got
out?
Real mad all
yeah.
Of a sudden.
Oh, listen.
Yeah, Chris. Bay sent him over the edge. Way to go,
no,
fucking old
that.
Man at the what? End.
Yeah. Listen. Why is it cool to leave letters out of words? How does that make it cool? I don't understand.
Because texting. That's why.
Because texting.
It's a thing now.
It is.
No,
it
really
is. You don't need
because
it.
But texting. The bigger problem is that these words are being put into Oxford.
That's also
the
true.
Bigger problem.
Wait, is that what was added for 2014?
Bay was not added, I don't think, but there was something else that was completely ridiculous.
Well, that's Beyonce's fault, by the way. That is
true,
Beyonce.
Actually.
Is it really?
Blame Beyonce for that.
It is, yeah. Also, I woke up like this. You can blame her for that as well.
Oh, Jesus. How about sorry, not sorry? That drives me nuts.
But see, I use that one.
Why?
I do too.
Because you're
I said it today, actually. Because I definitely said it today.
Because it's just one of those things where if you do something that you have absolutely no regrets about, but somebody wants to call you out on it, dude, I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. Or shorthand, sorry, not sorry. It totally works.
We That's could just replace it with
daily
fuck off.
Life.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I was like, I don't think you should do that. Fuck off.
I think, yeah, 2015.
Is the year of fuck off.
Hashtag fuck off.
And tacos.
And or tacos.
Or tacos.
Fuck off or tacos.
Tacos.
That's a bumper sticker, actually.
It's 2015's looking good.
Yeah. Already, we're starting it with tacos and attitude.
I'm feeling great.
You've come to the right show, everybody.
Yeah.
Tacos, you want attitude? Oh, we have it. Hangry. Who's responsible for that?
Oh, well, no, but I like that.
That's a real thing, though.
I like that.
That's a real thing.
Because that's a real thing.
What is it?
When you're angry, you're hungry.
What's wrong with fucking hungry?
Because you can say fungry or fangry.
Okay, now you're just
fangry, that's just gross.
No, fangry is my favorite.
That's like you're gonna.
I'm like fucking angry hungry.
Fangry?
That's like a
it sounds like a vampire like going over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Fangry gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's fangry? What I feel like when I'm that hungry. Yeah. Is a vampire about to go over the
like
edge.
I like that.
So.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Thank you. See? Two of us are on board with that.
Wow. But not hangry. Fangry is different.
I like hangry too.
Hangry's good.
I said hangry at least four times.
Wait a minute.
Saturday.
Have you experienced someone else being hangry in front of you?
Or have you experienced being hangry?
No, I've experienced
and you
hunger
don't understand.
On an American level where I'm just like, I haven't eaten in four hours.
Once you experience someone being hangry in front of you, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you fear for your life and you're like, we need to get some tacos right now.
Most of the time it's probably a woman. I'm going to be real.
It's so true. Hang on. Where does it land in the spectrum of nourishment? Is it between hungry and famished?
Mm-mm-mm.
No, is it beyond
between hungry and I'm gonna fucking kill somebody?
Like, yeah? The next person I see, your flesh is mine.
So it's elevated starvation.
It's exactly. Like,
okay.
It's later on.
It's like me and Bay lay in bed too long on a Saturday, and now I'm real hangry because it's 3 p.m. and I've eaten nothing.
I've never been angered by a sentence more in my life than
that. That one hurt.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Is that you know? I don't know. Is that I drank too much? And then I threw up a lot, and then I woke up a few hours later.
And then you were hungry?
And now I'm hangry.
Well, that's hangry over hungry.
That's different.
The not
only cure
for me.
The only cure for hangry is waivers for
ancheros. But you're so weak, though. You can't kill somebody. If you're hangry, you have the strength to...
Have you met me?
Never. Not in the morning.
Okay.
Case dismissed. Next.
I'm going to keep hangry. I'm keeping
apparently.
It. And fangry.
I'm using it now. Fangry. I like
Thank
that.
You. You're
fangry.
Welcome.
Hashtag fangry, everybody. Hashtag cape. Hashtag fangry.
It does sound close to finger
Get
bang.
Get it going.
Though.
What?
Doesn't it? Fangry, finger bang? No, am I the only one? Moving
You're
on.
You're the only one.
Yep. Moving on.
But
no, I'm not
I'm
surprised.
The only lesbian
only
sitting at the table, and somehow you went there. Somehow you.
Does it sound
went
similar?
There. It's not.
You know, it's not that similar, Norman.
It's fangry?
Do you guys ever hear the word, like, cheeseburger and think, like, that sounds just like finger bang?
You guys have been dying for
no,
a finger
I
bang.
Don't.
Finger bangry? Anybody?
Can we turn cheeseburgers into finger bang?
We can oh, now.
Love that.
I love
code name.
Dude, did
can
you get
you
to cheeseburgers
cheeseburger,
last night?
Cheeseburgers yeah. while yeah, you're finger banging?
Can we work this into gay code somehow?
We already have.
Have we? Okay, good.
In West Hollywood, it's already done. Don't worry about it.
Is it? All right.
What?
John and I are hearing this for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, I know you don't want that. Anyway.
I've never heard fangry before.
Neither have I.
That's because I made it up.
I'm actually about it.
It's my word.
Wait, okay. So it's a new word. It's 2015 now.
100%. And you all have permission to use it. Just hashtag the shit out of it first.
Very kind.
Hashtag Candace.
So Chris's gift to the world was Norman, and your gift to everybody is fangry.
Don't do that,
yep.
guys.
I just want to apologize to everybody
What's
who's listening to the show.
What's my subpar gift going
to
be?
You already gave your gift. It's a mustache.
Oh, that's Gotta true. Say, that's it's true. Norman's debut on the
gift?
Show, and he's made a splash.
So far.
He's made a serious what? Finger bang splash.
Listen, I left it at fangry.
And it's fine.
Let's move forward.
Yes, can we?
We've digressed.
Let's talk about some more fun things about, I guess the reason's not fun, but let's talk about how massive the Ice Bucket Challenge was.
Oh.
That was beyond... I the funniest part about that is that nobody did it right.
Yeah.
Nobody, except Patrick Stewart. He's the only video I saw where he wrote a check instead of dumping ice water
on
his
head. And I mean, the whole thing definitely made a splash.
Hey.
But it didn't last, and it's still a thing.
No, people are still doing it.
Yeah. No. ALS is still a thing.
Oh, ALS
is
totally
what I'm saying.
Yeah. The Ice Bucket Challenge.
It came and went. Like,
no, I mean, to be fair, though, it did, raise.
Oh, raise a ton.
Like over $15 million.
And it did raise awareness, too.
Which raised awareness. It didn't serve its purpose as the actual challenge because nobody did what was supposed to be done.
Hey, right. Chris Pratt did it right.
What did he do?
He got drunk. Wet.
That's all that needed to happen.
Oh, is that God. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris Pratt.
I think everyone at the table can agree that's a good-looking man.
Right? Damn.
That's the thing about 2014 that yeah, should not go too, away.
Man. I'm not going to claim about that.
Was yeah. he kidding? Star-Lord? Come on.
John and I were talking about him on the elevator right up here, actually.
Yeah. So how about that Chris Pratt? Chris Pratt?
Yeah, can you imagine? We should have gotten him instead of Norman.
That's so true.
Ah, damn. What, really?
No.
He'd been replaced.
Wait, did you guys see the video? Of it was from Britain, this little girl who, she was like just above an infant, maybe so 3-4 years now. Old, who, I guess one of her parents dumped the ice water on her. She goes, fucking hell.
Yes, that was the best ice bucket video.
That was
she said, bloody hell, fuck.
Yeah.
She was 3, and her parents were like, oh.
Those are awesome parents.
Oh, yeah. But,
see, I'm not doing this. Child, come to me.
I'm going
to
model my parenting style after that.
I want to see the video. I want to see the conversation that happened afterwards, yes. though. Don't you want to see the parents discussing? Like,
you know they're trying to tell her, like, you can't say that word, but they're laughing. Yeah.
That doesn't exist there. They're fine with it.
That's true.
But at the same time, if you throw things at your child, like, aren't they allowed to curse? Like,
yeah.
They didn't throw it at her.
And but think about it. Where's the child getting? It's so cold there.
Yeah. So you're really doubling down on that. I'm just going to freeze
and that
myself.
Bucket came straight out of like the North Sea, so it's just extra cold, and it just sucks. I don't blame her.
So
I'm totally
are we talking about
there.
Abuse now? Is it abuse?
No, it's
no,
not
I'm
abuse.
Just talking about the fact that I just want to know how they uncovered. How is it she's cursing at 4 years old? That fascinated me.
Because her parents said it.
I guess. I'm just imagining the conversation between the two of them. Can you believe it? Should we post this? Oh, they'd be British. It's just,
they're British.
Should we post this, Nigel?
Right?
Watching the match, love.
His name is Nigel. Her name's like Miriam or something.
Listen, all my information with British accents comes from Mary Poppins. Nigel and Kate Denaya.
Nigel.
That's not a bad movie to model it after, though. So
no,
fine.
It's not.
I'd pick Sense and Sensibility, perhaps, but that's fine.
Over to you, Norman. What's your go-to British
okay,
accent
this,
movie?
We're going to be here forever. You understand the question you just answered. You just asked, right?
I like them all. Wait, no.
Anything with Emma Thompson.
Right. Oh, my God, yes.
She's the queen of everything.
Or Henry Cavill. Doesn't he use his accent? His proper accent
is
everything?
He, only in the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, he is.
Is he British?
He's
yeah,
British.
Totally. He is.
He is. 100%.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I don't know. He had like 3 lines in Superman. So
listen, all I want is a close to be off. That's all I care about.
Norman doesn't care what comes out of his mouth.
No.
Only his name with an English accent.
Norman doesn't want
total sense.
Voice.
It's like Henry Cavill. Makes total sense.
Henry Cavill. I feel like a sandwich now.
Yeah.
I just say the UK drive time audience is tuning out droves right now.
Totally.
They're like, well, they're way insensitive.
Hey, we brought out Henry Cavill. Your ratings went up right now.
You think?
Yeah.
In a non-Superman movie release year? I don't
think
so.
Count of Monte Cristo, dude.
Oh, how did I forget? I totally forgot.
He was reading that movie, though.
That classic film.
He was a lot younger.
was he 12?
Maybe 12 and a half.
It depends on if you're talking about in John years or real people years.
Or mustache years.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Chernobyl years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's great, yeah.
That is great.
Wow.
You know, I had to, unfortunately, cop to the reality that Instagram is no longer for chicks because it passed Twitter in active monthly users. Which, by the way, I think Instagram no longer for chicks should be their tagline if they're advertising on Spiker or Sports
okay,
Center.
But I didn't realize that Instagram was a thing for chicks.
Yeah,
only.
What are you talking about?
I always thought it was because they were the only... I only saw women
they're
or girls so posting stuff on Instagram.
I mean, that's because they only post like lattes.
Well, and that's exactly what I thought it was for until this last year. And now the data is in, and 300,000 monthly active users. And Twitter has 284,000.
To me, Instagram changed drastically when I knew more than one animal with their own Instagram account.
Really?
And yeah. Those are that's false
like people
accounts.
Own dogs, and they create Instagram accounts for the dogs. It's like, I haven't seen that on really Twitter, but Instagram. Animals have their own Instagram accounts.
Why don't people who have
and they
Facebook.
Are posting photos like crazy.
No, but you have to, the animals on Instagram are top notch.
Candace okay. knows.
You're right.
I follow probably 5 animals on my Instagram.
Well, you're
that's
part
not
of the
a
problem.
Joke. Tuna melts my heart. Stop it. Little bub. That's enough.
Little bum?
Little bub.
Oh,
wow. You were hearing all sorts of things that are completely off.
We obviously know what Norman's New Year's resolution is. Okay.
Chris Patton and Nick Bill.
There it is.
Yeah.
And finger bangs and bums.
Ah, what?
Tacos. But listen, you have
no
to tacos. Seriously.
No tacos. Yeah, that's not Norman's thing. What?
If you want tacos.
I'm going to get the tacos, but that's fine.
It's true.
I went every time. Listen, without fail. Guys, they're only 99 cents.
And they're great. Even though they're terrible on the scale of tacos,
they're still
really good.
It doesn't matter.
It's something I had to adjust to. That's a funny thing. And I mentioned to my friends when I go home that it's weird how everybody has this image of of California and Los Angeles about it's healthy and it's all kale and chia seeds. And it's not. It's not. We have more fast food places out here than they do elsewhere. What's that? What do you mean they're tofu? Are you serious?
That's Cheyenne,
our board op, everybody. She's engine. They're not beef?
Yeah, she's right. It's like soy or tofu or something like that. Yeah.
Nope, not eating that.
Is the bacon? Or is it tofacon?
That's fine.
From Carl's Jr.?
No.
What's with the Jack in the Box? Were you sleeping?
Where are you going?
I don't know where I am right now.
I'm not eating those tacos. Moving on.
Seriously? Oh, no.
So you had a non-healthy but healthy taco?
Okay, so actually, no, he didn't because he didn't get them.
That's right, you fucked up.
So actually, Chris might have actually made the good choice.
Hashtag say no to tacos.
Hashtag no fuck tacos. Off. Hashtag fuck off.
There you go. There you go.
Hashtag real beef. Norman perked up again. Look at that.
Every time.
Whatever, guys, just tacos.
You enjoying yourself, Norman?
I am. Thanks, Abala, for having me on the show today.
You are so welcome.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Everybody listening can understand why I put this particular group together. I handpicked everybody. It wasn't a short straw drawn among the group. I knew this was going to be dynamite.
Well, I mean, Candace and I get along just fine, and we've worked together. But, like, Norman, he and I have agreed for a long time now. Like, one day we're just going to have a glorious fight to the death.
I'm going to come up behind him and just back him ahead.
We said that to means the death, I think so whatever
it
works.
It does, doesn't it?
Not with my dick, with like a weapon.
Well,
maybe the one does. I mean, really,
I don't even know the difference.
Johnny getting stabbed with something from behind. Something. That's all we know.
A weapon, you know?
Just go flying at you.
Is anybody else happy we're not doing video of this right now?
I don't trust you, Norman.
I'm feeling they wouldn't broadcast it.
I can promise you there's no dicks out. I wouldn't stand for that.
Okay.
You can't see under the tables.
Moving on.
Anyway.
So, I have to say, by the way, getting back to the Instagram thing, I actually did register for Instagram a year ago, but I didn't post anything. I just knew, because I said I was never going to do Twitter 5 years ago when I started really hearing a lot about Twitter. And then I did, and I thought, I'm sure eventually I'm going to end up getting around to Instagram. So, in all seriousness, everybody follow me on Instagram. My handle is Chris Sells Out, because I knew one time I was going to give in and start, well... It's true.
It's terrible.
That's just an Insta sham.
I hate Instagram. I can't do it.
Wow.
That's too just much. Terrible.
Insta sham.
Sorry, not sorry.
Well,
fuck off.
Hashtag Insta sham.
Right? Insta sham.
Wow. We're setting up the new year, right?
Wow.
That's right.
Everybody's very impressed.
See, I like the Instagram because I can. It's
the Instagram.
Like
the Instagram. Okay, great.
The Instagram.
Because I mean, holy
it's
shit.
Like Instagram without all the internet. Nonsense.
You think?
I do. Facebook has lost its luster.
Are you sure there's
me.
More nonsense with pictures of people at gym?
But see, the thing
food.
Is that I can just flip through and be like, well, you can because you can also filter the way that you look at it. So it's like I'm just gonna look at these photos. If I don't like it, I'm just gonna skip right past it. But everybody else just writes. They write novels on Facebook.
But
everybody's
you can, like,
writing
block
a novel
people.
On Facebook. What?
You can like block these people.
Yeah, the hide feature on Facebook is my new best friend.
It's real. It's a real thing.
I know, but well, that's,
I don't really want to.
But see, this, when this when you get into the whole debate of like. If you have somebody on Facebook, but you block them, why are you friends with them on Facebook? It's like, what's purpose is it serving?
So what you're saying is you don't want to question your friendships.
Why would I do that?
You're a fake person.
It's only Norman. You're the only one who's hidden on Facebook.
You piece of shit.
He's tired of your quote images. John's like, whatever. I've had it. Whatever. Enough of this innuendo. Yeah.
I'm out of here.
You enjoy Norman's going to sneak up behind you with a quote image.
Get that weapon away from me.
Poor Norman. Didn't realize it was he was going to be in the barrel tonight. It's okay, though.
I still love you.
Thank I
you.
Do, too. I
appreciate that. I'm
like, John, not so much. Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's Tash. I want his love.
I got all the love I need on my upper lip right now.
Wow.
Yep.
Let's talk about the most genius marketing campaign of 2014, which was the Share a Coke campaign, because people were making fools of themselves looking for their name on a Coke bottle.
Was that really a big deal?
Yes.
That was a big deal.
Are you serious?
And people were legitimately handing those Coca-Colas out. Legitimately.
That's
true.
Yeah.
What do you mean handing them out?
Like if they knew somebody who they had a cocaine that had that person's name on it, they'd be like, this is yours. And they would, I'm not even kidding, they would give it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the same way. Look, the first time I saw any of them, I saw my name on it. I popped into a store and I saw Share a Coke with Chris and I thought, what kind of sorcery is this? My name is on a Coke bottle. I have to buy it.
But that's still, I wouldn't buy it. I'd be like, oh, that's weird. I hate Coke. Well, what would you think to me?
Thanks for nothing.
Can I have like a...
Share this Corona with John. That'd be like, now we're talking.
That's better. If you could like put your name on a beer, you're like, that's my kind of day.
Yeah. This is a great marketing campaign.
On a beer, you'd be like, oh.
Duh.
Like the world's telling you need to have a drink right now. And you're like, I do. Yep. I need a drink. No one says, I want a Coke. Well, people say I want a Coke right now. Or at least a Diet Coke. I don't know.
No, I don't want that shit.
No.
Plus, they don't put my name on anything. It just doesn't happen.
See, that's what annoyed me about the campaign because I fell into it like everybody else. No, it was worse than that because I wrote down names I couldn't believe. I was looking for one for my sister just because she saw I had one and immediately
you followed
she
the was, flock.
Yeah,
because
I did.
YOLO.
I did. I got wow. Taking it back to 2 years ago.
Welcome.
This is not okay.
YOLO Cola. No, I was. I was looking for what I thought. All right, my sister's name is Carol. Should be easy to find. Nope. Nope. They didn't have a bottle with Carol on it.
I saw a lot of Adams.
No, but for girls' names, they had Bree.
Bree.
Bree. Not kidding.
Like
Bree.
B-R-I?
B-R-E-E.
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 Oh, I really appreciated B-R-I for the cheese.
That's B-R-I-E.
That's B-R-I-E.
Oh, first of all. Fuck you guys.
No, fuck you.
Who's a Coke with Bree cheese?
Don't question me on my cheese.
Yeah, you kidding. John's our resident cheese correspondent here
at
the show.
Thank you.
I don't know. You haven't met this man.
Mm-hmm. Really?
God.
He is a...
I fucking love cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to end up doing... This is going to have to be a video series then.
It's a lot.
It's going to be...
Oh, my God.
It's going to be cool. The love of cheese is outrageous.
Kate presents Cheesed Off.
Cheesed Off.
Against John and Norman. John versus Norman. We're going to blindfold you, and we're going to have a cheese
taste. Dude, done.
Yeah?
And I'm going to sit and drink beer with my name on it.
Yeah.
I will lose.
Candace is going to roll in with a six-pack. Share a beer with Candace. Don't mind if I do.
I'm going to show up. You guys are going to be like, can I have a beer? Is it your name on this bottle?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not. I'll have wine with my cheese, though, because I'm classy.
That's
like
true.
That.
He does. Fine. He does.
I'm going to have a victory with my cheese.
You're going to have victory with your cheese?
That's right. There's a lot of shit talking happening.
You might have wine, but I'll have win.
Oh,
I am killing it right now.
You really are.
No, this is terrible.
Your puns are outrageous.
Terrible.
It's just bad.
No, it's a sickness, though. I hear him in my... I'm not even sharing with you guys like 80% of the puns in my head right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Candace, you were talking about how your name isn't on Coke cans. First place my mind went, I was like, more like, can't diss.
See?
Oh, man. See what I mean? It's a sickness.
Give me another one. Because I'm laughing. I think these are funny. But
no, they're
I'm
bad.
A terrible host.
No, let's move on to something cool.
Yes,
awful.
Let's bear in mind, we're the only thing on SkidRowStudios.com right now, so that's we should fine. Probably move on to something else.
We're amazing.
We are amazing, I have to say. You know it wasn't amazing? Ebola. Ebola had everything.
I mean,
so
I guess it depends on what you're looking
you
at.
Yeah, really.
I just want to keep it light and fluffy and
okay.
fuzzy.
You're like tired, you're like, oh.
I mean, also, it's like, what if you wanted to lose a few pounds?
Right? I'm so tired of work. I want to just lay down for a little while. Ebola.
Hashtag Ebola.
Am I right?
I'm going to lay down 6 feet under. This will be nice.
Yeah.
Not everyone does.
Well, not everyone. Just 90%. It's okay, though.
Damn it. Why make it dark right
now? You made it dark.
You wanted to make it dark.
You made it dark.
We'll get there.
More people die from eating the McRib than Ebola, but everybody freaked out about it.
That's fair.
But everyone had a good time with the McRib, right?
Where do you think they're hiding all the Ebola? I mean, not one of them.
Wow.
It's like the beginning of a movie right there.
I mean, but can we talk about one thing, though, with this Ebola situation?
Sure.
Is that the woman overseas in Africa where Ebola is happening never got it because she wore trash bags. And now they're bringing her to the United States to work with medical professionals to figure out how she stayed Ebola-free while taking care of family members with Ebola in garbage bags.
You followed that story real close.
Yeah, you did.
I used to work in medicine.
And you were the first one to jump on me when I brought it up. Meanwhile, you're way informed about it. So now I'm happy about it.
I'm just giving you shit because you said you were going to keep it light. Because I worked in medicine for a long, long time. So anytime there's a medical crisis, I always like to see who fucked it up.
All right, that's good. Well, it's okay. Listen, Ebola's okay. We found a cure. In the U.S., we had a cure for Ebola. Bill Cosby. Because as soon as Bill Cosby was in the news, we forgot about Ebola in a big hurry. True. Oh, it's true. Think about it. Now, that's here's my only question. Right. Now, let's presume his innocence, which I can't even say with a straight face. But let's that whole thing baffles me because I don't understand. Somebody like that must have a gaggle of groupies who would gladly give him a handy before he goes on stage. What is the thought?
Yes. No one wants to give Bill Cosby a hand job.
30 years ago?
For one of the sweaters, hands down. It got real quiet all of a sudden.
Because you're disgusting.
Ew.
I'm waiting for a pun.
No, there's none here. This is not a joking matter, Chris. How dare you?
We're talking about Bill Cosby handies, okay? This is serious.
Is it?
Yes.
See, I was kind of leading away from Ebola with a joke. You just pissed all over that, Norman. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You brought it up.
I did bring it up. Now, the only thing that I don't understand is that kind of thing, is it a power thing? Just a matter of, I don't know what goes through the mind of somebody who says, I'm going to drug somebody and do stuff to him.
I don't care. If you're like in the 80s and you came up to your friend, you said, I just gave Bill Cosby a hand job. What would be your reaction? Would you?
No one would believe him.
Well, you'd be disgusted. You'd be like, you should go kill yourself.
Like, wash your hands.
Go wash your hands.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll make the tacos tonight.
Wash your hands. Abala's making tacos.
Let's
go.
Cool. Wash your hands. I gotta go. Yeah. Gotta get some tacos.
Wash your hands. We're not friends anymore.
I'll grab the Jack in the Box order.
Oh, God.
I think it's power. I think it's power.
Do you think it's power?
I just think it's, you reach a certain level and you go, what can I get away with? And no one's going to tell you no.
I think it's gross.
Also that.
Yeah.
You're talking about my boy Thrill Cosby.
Oh,
I want to push you down so bad right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Just do it. Just push him.
No, but I would tend to agree with Candace on this one. I think a lot of times it's just pushing the boundaries. It's like, what can I do that people will still sit there and be like,
yeah, it's okay, though.
Golden child.
Do you think you made them like putting in their hands first?
Like size this up? Yeah, like check out my weapon?
No, it's like measure this for me. Like, not to like, what?
Are you a med student?
I mean, ew.
I mean, like,
I thought he was the doctor.
Oh, John with the singers. Man, I'm telling you.
What?
All right.
Shut up, Norman.
You know, thinking about it, though.
I am forever judging you.
It's. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so happy right now. Happy with this panel. You have no idea.
With the Bill Cosby and pudding and hand jobs?
He was a doctor on the show, okay?
So you're saying he was just teaching him how to give a proper exam?
Exactly.
That's wow, that's gross.
Well, that's gross. That's a summation.
That's how you sum it up?
There it is.
I embrace it.
There it is.
It really ended up being a sad year for comedy, though, because we lost Harold Ramis first. And, of course, Robin Williams and Joan Rivers. And ultimately, I'd say we lost Bill Cosby because no one's ever going to, I don't think he's going to be revered again.
No.
But I have to say the thing, I mean, the person I was obviously most devastated by was easily Robin Williams, which was
definitely
incredibly.
I think a lot of people would say the same thing.
Yeah. For somebody who we didn't, I don't think there's been this kind of devastation on a global scale, probably since Michael Jackson. Where people were so affected by it.
I think Whitney was big too.
You think?
I don't think Whitney was big.
I do think so, but I think she was big.
It was big, but the thing is, you weren't surprised.
Well, that's fair.
Well,
you weren't surprised.
I'll give you that.
Robin Williams, you were surprised.
Yeah. And even Michael Jackson, people were surprised.
Yeah, but
people always expected Michael Jackson would be around to be a punchline, to be the butt of jokes, because he'd been for easily the last 10 years of his life, whereas Robin Williams, you expect to be on the other side of the spectrum, and he was always going to be around to make you laugh for another 20, 30 years. And it was, I mean, look, I wanted to write something about it on my site because I was just as affected as everyone else. It took me 3 days. I kept writing stuff and deleting it, like, no, this isn't going to work. This isn't put across. I did.
I was.
I cried a couple times, to be completely honest. He's just always been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. I saw Popeye when I was 4. I think when I was really young, he was just always.
That's
there.
The movie
that
you bring
was the
up.
One.
You bring
that
was up a, Popeye.
That was the first one. I'm older than you.
I'm gonna bring up Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Oh God.
The last. Yeah. Franchise.
Well, you were age appropriate.
Yeah.
I was already in double digits when Fern Gully came out. So
What year were you born? You are not that much older than me. Let's not play this game.
I was like 10 when Fern Gully came out.
That was the perfect age for Fern Gully. What's wrong with you?
I moved on to Wayne's World and all that stuff.
Fern Gully's timeless.
Terminator 2.
It's timeless, okay.
Thank you. Fern Gully, the last rainforest. Plus, he sang that song as the tar. enough.
No, for me, it was
more Robin Williams.
You know that movie so much better than I do.
Yeah, I saw it once.
No, I thought it was that guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry?
I thought Tim Curry was a...
All right, we're going to look at this later. We're going to look at it later.
Everybody's baffled to bring his name up right now. Tim Curry.
I don't know. We're going to IMDb this later.
There are people who are driving listening to this shouting the answer into their stereo right now. Or yelling out while they're walking around the street with their headphones on. They're just like, no, it's... And they're yelling the answer out. Everyone's looking at them.
I will tell you this. Robin was, I think, one of the first deaths of our generation that everybody really, really felt very realistically attached to. Like, I remember the day that it happened, you and I were talking, Norman, and it was just like, I found you and was like, Robin Williams died.
And I just stopped.
And we just stood together.
I did not believe you.
And took a second. And it was...
out there pulling up IMDb.
Oh, wow, look at this. Holy Lord, it's Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah, because it was Matty Cota. That's right. No, Christian, you're right. Wow. You're totally right. Thank you.
Can I just say the studio's worth every dollar?
Thank you so much.
They pulled up IMDb.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
They gave us the inside track on the Jack in the Box tacos. This is amazing. Right. I'm so... you guys are just getting all my money.
God, I need to watch that. It's on Netflix. Yeah, let's have a viewing party.
Oh,
okay. But
let's finish the show first.
I went to
another 15 minutes.
A screening at Hollywood Forever in the summer series, whatever, of Vacation, right, real close to Harold Ramis dying. And one of the coolest things, being from Chicago, he was a big loss for that town.
Oh, for sure.
And to sit in a crowd of 4,000 people as the sunset singing Holiday Road and them saying for Harold, it was really cool. It was really,
that
really,
must have been great.
It was an awesome moment. It was really, really, really cool. It was really sad, but it was
Has there
cool.
ever been, okay, like Robin Williams aside, Harold Ramis aside, has there ever legitimately been a celebrity death that affected you on a personal level?
No.
You know how everybody rallies behind him, but has there ever been one that legitimately got to you?
Yes.
What was it?
George Carlin.
Mm.
I've been a huge fan of him since I was a teenager.
Totally.
And I was always just, because this is way with language, because I've always been fascinated by language.
And he's iconic.
In general. Oh, of course. I mean, and even just as a writer, too, I've just always aspired to be that concise with things. And I always thought, because people say all the time, like, oh, you're funny, you should do stand-up. And I thought, I couldn't get up there and just, I could do this and riff because I'm bouncing off people. But I couldn't get up on stage and just say, you know, I was at the mall. You ever been to the mall? I can't do that. I would have to write something and then perform it.
I've never been to the mall.
Yeah. But, like, George Carlin would write everything out and then essentially perform it.
Totally.
And he was, ever since I was a teenager, he was always there. So there was a good 12, 13 years where... he was just the go-to for everything. And I would love to. I mean, he died in 2008. I would love to hear what he would have had to say about these last 6 years, right, just with all sorts of things that have happened. I would love to hear his take on it. But who else? Has anybody else been that seriously affected by somebody who you had no personal connection to?
I think Heath Ledger was really hard for me because he was so young.
It was so random.
Yeah. And it just sort of came out of left field. And I think that was was that 08 as well?
It was very early in 08 because Dark Knight came out that summer.
It was I think it was February.
It was. It was pretty early in the year.
You know, I just remember thinking, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He, like, wow. Because, you know, I was, that was what, six years ago?
Seven years ago.
He was
like 27, 28.
Yeah, he was young. And that was, I was still in that time where you think you're, you know, bulletproof and nothing happens to you. And then when somebody in that range that's real close to you goes so unexpectedly, you're kind of like.
Yeah. It's.
Plus, I loved him.
Plus, he was just starting to show his talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and for sure. So wasted. For sure.
And people always argue, like, oh, he only won the Oscar for the Joker because.
Okay, that's bullshit. That's those people need to shut the hell up.
He was good.
He was totally going to get that dead or alive.
I forgot who he was.
That's
he
enough.
Yeah. Yo, you forgot there was an actor in there. That character lived and breathed.
And that's why he won.
Yeah. Truth. I completely agree with you guys. John, have you ever been affected by anybody?
Yeah.
An STD.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll talk afterwards.
I didn't want the show to be gossipy, but now that we're there.
No, for me, honestly, it was MCA of the Beastie Boys.
Really?
Yeah, the Beastie Boys is like a humongous musical inspiration for me. And when he died, and it wasn't of anything, like it wasn't a drug. He had like salivary gland cancer, and that's what killed him. And in his last days, he went to go live with Sheryl Crow.
Really?
Yeah, because he was going to play bass on her record, and being a cancer survivor, she like was helping him out in his final days. And then when he finally passed, same kind of like I had people reaching out to me like, dude, are you okay? that MCA is gone. I was like, man, so that was a big deal because their Beastie Boys are actually like a really big thing for me.
And so I think when it's anything like that, and same with Robin Williams, when they're around for your entire life, it's what now?
Yeah.
Because you have, it's a very one-sided relationship.
It's not just him, but it's also like, there go the Beastie Boys.
Oh,
completely.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Norman, do you have anybody like that? No?
Robin.
Yeah.
He's the only one just back in like that.
It was a big one.
It is a huge one. Like I said, huge loss.
We stood together for like 10 minutes.
We did.
And we listed every, and then like with every movie we were listing, we were like, he was our entire childhood.
Yeah.
We kept on saying that.
Toys.
See, like everybody goes, everybody goes to Fern Gully, but I always go to Aladdin.
I love that movie.
Aladdin.
Toys freaked me out.
It's great.
Toys.
That was a great. Toys is so creepy. So, it's so good.
Cool Jays like, and Toys, no. Come on.
I always go to What Dreams May Come with him.
That's a great one.
That's a really great one.
I actually just got so that hard. On DVD not too long ago.
It's
a great movie.
Let's watch again. Let's cry together.
Like 12 years.
So we're going to do...
Oh, you were talking to Candace. Okay.
We're going to do a double feature of Fern Gully and Fauna Boy Dreams May Come.
This year, Norman and I celebrated 2014 in high fashion and watched 12 Years of Slave together, and it was...
High fashion.
Real intense. Yes.
Why? Because slavery is fashionable? Wow, you're all over controversy in this one, aren't you?
I did it.
Wow. Wow.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Thanks, Whitey.
It was... You're welcome. It was a doozy.
No one talked the entire time.
No one did.
How could you?
Also sad.
Yeah, what's there to say other than that's horrible?
Or the drive home. When I drive you home, we didn't
That's
talk
the entire there. Narrative of that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Except,
terrible.
Every time you saw Fassbender, you're like, oh, he's attractive. Oh, he's beating black people. Oh, shit.
That's true.
So you were conflicted.
You're like, oh, yeah. Oh,
shit.
No. No, don't do that.
Wait, was it immediately that? Did it start as a turn on and then go south?
It was like back and forth. He'll come on screen and be like, oh, he's so hot. No, no.
Wow. Don't whip her. Not again, Michael Fassbender.
Oh, God.
Not again.
Wow. It's horrifying for me.
And now that we've gone there.
Yes.
It was a night.
Let's move on again.
Yeah. It was an evening.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
All right, so... one thing which I thought was really cool, really captured my imagination, was that just recently at the tail end of the year, coming at the 11th hour, Paul Revere and Samuel Adams with a box that was buried in, uncovered in Boston, buried in 1795 with all sorts of newspapers and coins and things like that from the era, which is, it's crazy to think something like that was underground for 220 years.
That sounds and it was just found. So boring.
Well, it got me thinking, like, let's say, let's make it like a movie. Ready?
Okay.
I'll do a movie trailer voice and we'll go with it.
Do it. Hardcore.
Los Angeles, 2235. A box has been uncovered on what used to be Olive Avenue. Wouldn't get the specific, but regardless, if we were to put a box together tonight and put things in it that we hope will get discovered in 2235, what would you guys want to put in it?
A Tamagotchi.
Okay.
Wow.
The battery, you know, it'll still be going.
It will.
That's the funniest part. It
the
will still
nastiest
be
think about
it.
Porn. Like the sickest thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
Like Ron Jeremy.
Sucking
and so they're like,
dick.
What's this? They put it in, they're like, oh shit, they're disgusting.
Caveman.
That's where we came from.
At that point, we'll have surrogates. It'll be real. So that would be totally
or
good.
Would it be like, so far in the future where
together?
People look back and they'd be like, that's it?
That's, fair enough, fair enough.
That's all you guys were into?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Guys
sucking themselves off?
Yeah.
You didn't go far enough.
That's it.
Out of fellatio?
Mine's kind of a toss-up. A really big part of me wants to say, like, a California burrito.
It's never going to make it, though.
I mean, obviously, we're talking perfect world.
Okay.
Like, it's got enough preservatives in it.
Well,
it's just going to be as delicious.
I don't get it. What?
A California burrito.
What's the purpose of this?
By 2235, they'll be able to revive it.
They need to know what that little piece of heaven is.
I hate you so much.
Listen, now we know that a Jack in the Box taco will make it. So
see?
There
you go.
We can add that to the box.
It would so either be that or it would be like a Blu-ray player with the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I hate you so much.
That's fine, Norman.
Why?
Are you doing this?
I like this. I like these questions. What's yours?
I would honestly have to put, because I'm sure at some point the cloud's going to go down and everything that's digital is going to go away. So I want to put a CD player of some sort with an adapter because batteries won't last.
Of course.
And a bunch of CDs to show like that there once was real music. And in all seriousness, like there'd have to be a collection of like Mozart, Beethoven, go up to the Beatles and Elvis, Bruce Springsteen, And then we give them good stuff like Iron Maiden and stuff.
If you're
like
going
that
far back, just put a record player. Yeah,
or a mixtape.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to survive.
Just CDs, make them a mixtape.
What the hell?
All the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right?
Put just that do shit it. On a mixtape.
Just awesome and, mixtape volume 3.
Oh, can you imagine? Actually, you know, continuing with your movie thing, if we want them to know what the latter part of the 20th century was like, just a DVD copy of Forrest Gump.
And why not?
Because then they'll understand exactly how things went down, because we all know how.
And the movie itself spans so much time.
It does, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So it'd be like in 2.5 hours, we can catch you up on 40 years of history.
Done.
Can we just put a copy of I Am Legend so that when that becomes real and it's just Will Smith, he pulls a
So you
DVD
just want to wipe
himself.
Out humanity, so they just
Can we put
it
like
themselves?
A note saying this really happened?
This is
a documentary.
It's no longer fiction.
This is where it all went south.
It's a real thing. And then Food Inc.
Really? Because there won't be any.
Yeah. Food
We're getting
Inc.
a thumbs up
Food
from the booth,
followed
everybody.
By I Am Legend.
Hey, whatever. By 200 and what is it? 2235. We will be not around unless something magical happens in the next few years. But we will be. Like how we treat our food will be totally different than it is right now. And who knows in that many years if they'll look back and be like, disgusting.
Yeah.
You guys Cavemen. Are disgusting. Yeah. Yeah. You guys are repulsive human beings. Like,
you look back at that
I've
stupid
no doubt.
California burrito and be like, John, let's fucking like disgusting.
Now this is food. This
would that boss be like, oh, fuck that guy.
What is this?
John's going to close a Polaroid of himself with the burrito with a thumbs up.
Instructions on how to eat it. Yeah.
They're going to find your descendants and kill them. Be like, you did this.
And you know what? We will have died for a worthy cause.
The California burrito will live burritos. On.
Going yeah. solid with it.
Burrito
Isn't
martyrs.
That what counts? That's a good one. I didn't even think of food. That's a good one.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
What would you put in the box?
I told you, just dirty, porn? Disgusting porn.
That's all you want them to know from us?
It's going to be hilarious.
It's because he needs to hide it from
they're like, they're gonna somebody else. They're going to be like,
I'm going to put it in
can
this
you
box
star
to be
it,
buried
though?
For 200 years.
Norman's like, my roommate
I cannot
find this.
I can be like
this.
In the background going, yes.
Can we both be in the
deeper.
Background? Can we just be sipping martinis in the background?
That would be the best thing ever. It'd be like, I would be like the crowd, like the person like turning them on and like, oh my God. Harder.
While they're at the saloon.
Hit his ass.
You know that?
But I'm the asshole for putting the burrito in.
Apparently.
Yes, well, you are.
Norman wants okay. to put a burrito in, but yeah. not the same box
but
we're talking about.
But the burrito's on a DVD.
Okay.
What? Never mind. You know, he's just going to hook up a GoPro around the corner from where you are and run up behind you and hit you with that weapon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bringing it all back. That's right.
That's how I meet my downfall.
That's how I navigate a show.
And when they find you, you can be next to a goddamn burrito.
That's a great way to go. Chowing down on a meal that lasted 200 years in a box. Bring it.
It's delicious. I'm sure it will
What if
hold
it's
up.
Your body in the box of the burrito, but the burrito survives?
What?
What if it's like
then
the
who cares?
Is preserved, but your body's like
it's
decaying,
just skeleton John
and
with a mustache?
It still lasts through my own like decomposition. You found yourself a winning burrito. Yeah.
Bottoms up. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry, Norman. Settle down.
What?
Anyway. All right.
You,
so,
sir, not classic.
New year. Just to wrap it up, just to kind of wind things down because the clock is ticking. Resolutions. What do you guys want to do this year? Anything good? Anything bad? A little bit of both.
I'm going to get sexier.
That's impossible.
Well, that's a real thing.
Right, that was my thing.
It is.
Is that
you
even
understand
possible?
This. I'm going to get sexier, people.
Okay, Norman's
so
got
comes
sexier.
Along and be like, hey, guys, look at this. You can't have it. You got to pay for it. Yeah.
See, I have a less cooler and way whiter way of saying that, but mine is be less lazy.
Yeah, that's pretty white of you.
Way
yeah,
to ruin like, the podcast, John.
You said it with so much attitude. It's just like, I'm going to be sexier. But we're shooting for the same thing. We want to be less lazy. Like,
I want to do
the same shit, just not nearly as cool as the way you said it.
I'm going to put you in that box, John.
That's fair.
Wow.
Candace?
I just finished reading Amy Poehler's book, Yes, Please. So I'm going to go with...
Can I borrow it?
Duh.
Yay.
But you better take care of it.
I will.
It's like the Holy Grail. I'm going to go with... say yes more to the things that I really want to say yes to and say no to the shit that I really don't want to do, but I keep saying yes to anyway.
That's a good one. I got to say, that's a really good one.
That's really Chris, good.
And also laugh more.
Nice.
I said it.
You didn't laugh.
Sorry, I fucked
not
that up.
Well,
that
sounded genuine. Forced laughs.
Mine is, and I already broke it on New Year's Day. I said, I'm no longer going to walk and look at my phone. because I'm tired of walking into end caps and strollers and all sorts of other things as I'm playing around.
The Google glasses.
What?
The Google glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No, I need to walk and actually pay attention instead of staring at my phone. I'm already horrible when it
running
comes
out
to
time,
walking around with
running out of time.
Thank you. I'm the host. I got this.
Oh, shit.
Back off. Look who wants his own show. Now who's just like, all right, everybody, show's over. I'm sexy. This is I'm sexy with Norman. We're going to have a spinoff already.
Here, John. Stop fucking up.
Whenever.
All right. So thank you guys for being here. Now the show is coming to an end.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
I'm so glad you guys are here. This was incredibly fast. I can't believe how quickly it went along. So you guys have anything to plug? Any social media? Anything?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter.
Life, man.
At LeShark26.
All right. Norman, anybody follow you anywhere?
No, leave me alone.
Don't follow me down the street.
All right. John?
Scared houseless, baby.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that next week.
We'll talk more about that next week for sure. And follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo. Give the thumbs up to Chris Abalo's podcast experiment on Facebook, Instagram. Chris sells out. And that's it. So for Candace Feltz, Norman Trotter, and John Karunas, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now, was it?